Thursday, May 22nd, 9:45 a.m. at my locker. Yesterday, during lunch, I confided in Chloe and Zoe about my crush-itis and everything that had happened between Brandon and me. They were very supportive and gave me a great big hug. Nikki, you have more issues than a 2-year subscription to 17 magazine, Chloe teased.
But we still love you, Zoe giggled.
Chloe and Zoe are practically experts on teen romance and gave me some awesome advice. First of all, a crush can be a noun, the person you're obsessed with, or a verb, having warm and fuzzy feelings for that person, which means you can crush on your crush. It's also perfectly normal to feel nervous and a little awkward around your crush. Heck, I get nervous just thinking about how nervous Brandon makes me feel. But here's the really crazy part. Because you're a nervous wreck, you'll often say and do incredibly stupid and embarrassing things that make your crush-itis even worse. The good news is that the whole crush thing is mostly just harmless fun. Your crush will probably never even know you're actually crushing on him. But the bad news is that even the mildest crush can potentially evolve into a crush-itis crisis. And when that happens, you could possibly lose your mind. The scariest part for me is that if my crush-itis gets worse, I could end up missing school. And what if it gets to the point where I have to stay in bed the entire summer? I wouldn't be able to do anything except 1, daydream about my crush, 2, doodle pictures of my crush, 3, listen to music that reminds me of my crush, and 4, write in my diary about my crush. Suddenly, I realized just how serious my situation was. OMG, Chloe and Zoe, I could end up bedridden and suffering from crush-itis for the rest of my life. Scooby! But the most important thing I need to remember is that the excitement of most crushes simply fizzles out over time when you start to mature and or finally realize your knight in shining armor is really a loser in aluminum foil. Okay, I'm very sure that Brandon is not a loser in aluminum foil, but I understand the point. Chloe and Zoe assured me that Brandon is a really nice guy, and I am going to be just fine. So, I'll take their advice and try not to worry or stress out about the situation. Although, I must admit, having those cute little butterfly thingies in my stomach kind of tickles. We finally finished our lunch, and then my BFFs did the sweetest thing. They treated me to an extra-large hot fudge brownie sundae from the snack bar. And when I asked why they were being so kind to me, Zoe broke into giggles and exclaimed, "Actually, we're saving all our money for our summer tour, and buying you ice cream is cheaper than therapy." You gotta love 'em.